This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To decide, what's the expression? Oh, not to decide is to decide. That's where we get started this hour. Thursday, the 27th of July, DJV Experience, conversation on the radio that hopefully stimulates. I love the stations that say, more stimulating talk radio. I don't know what that means. Everybody's different. We're all stimulated by different things, aren't we? It's not the, some people are really stimulated by having conversations about the ban on transgender people in the service. That's the big whipping boy at the moment. I think it's number one on most of the trending sites, isn't it?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Victoria?
Yeah. On and, social media, yes.
Yeah, right. And it's one of those things, it's... I find it frustrating, and you can hear it in my voice. By the way, say hello, everybody, to Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen here on the DJV Experience. The whole thing's very frustrating because it doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't get anything done. It doesn't do anything except cause an uproar. And not only, I think we're finding ourselves in an era where we have somebody that's so different as a president, and we don't know quite what to do. The news media is reacting one way. Certain people are reacting other ways. There are reactions all the way around, which is good because it does stimulate us to think about things. But there are issues that are worth fighting for and issues that are not. And I see this as one that makes little or no sense. And I don't even know. He doesn't seem to have talked to anybody. But, and I don't want to get involved in the conversation because it is what it is. I think we all make decisions, hopefully, based on good input. There are some people who make gut decisions. I know I trust my gut pretty well, but I also am a consensus person, as the people who work with me know. I ask questions that I want to hear from people. And I'm especially that, I have had consultants over the years that have helped me a lot in the radio business, and I've had people that have been working with me on the farm, and I trust their judgment. There are people who say, you don't listen to anybody. Well, I guess it's a matter of degree. I think I'm pretty good at listening to people. I'm not sure, Victoria, whether you always agree with that or not, or it may not.
I think you do. I think you're fairly open-minded, and I think if someone can make a compelling argument to you about something, I think you're willing to give it a shot. I would never categorize you as someone who's closed-minded. No.
Okay. All right. So let's move into a different arena with that in mind. Let's do some food news and find out what it is that makes you make up your mind to go to one place or another. Is it the food? Is it the reputation? Is it the cost? Or is it what you see when you go through the door? And the reason I'm asking that is because I'm looking at some pictures. And admittedly, this is not fair to paint this broad brush with all McDonald's employees, McDonald's stores, but I'm looking at a tray.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Ah. Oof.
It's from the ice cream machine,
I think,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
oh my
covered
God.
Covered in mold.
Yeah.
Oh.
Awful. Okay. Enough said about that.
I guess that's one reason to not go to McDonald's if you
Well, that's it, but you
going.
Make your decision as to whether to go to McDonald's or not. Well, I don't eat ice cream from McDonald's anyway, so why do I care? But the counter to that is if they let that thing look like that, what's the rest of there?
Yeah.
The grease traps look like under the cooker. or where they make the French fry, wherever. Hey.
And it's not surprising, is it? Some of them are open 24 hours now, or they're open really long hours,
right.
And so
yeah.
People are always coming in and out. They're always making food, so when do they clean the stuff?
Yep.
That's true, yeah. Again, and this is like you said, Doug, this is not every single McDonald's.
No,
this is
not fair to paint them with that brush. No, it's not. Nope. Pizza Hut planning to hire 14,000 new drivers. They say they're going to add the drivers by the end of the year in an effort to speed deliveries. Wow. There are that many people ordering Pizza Hut pizza? They want to deliver
to their house? Pizza in general. I mean, if their competition is Domino's, in my experience, Pizza Hut pizza is way better than Domino's.
Is it?
I think so.
I think they're both doughy and never seem to be cooked right. I like the thin crust that...
Yeah, well, Pizza Hut has a thin crust. I think Domino's does too, actually, but Domino's just always tastes like the box to me, so...
I agree with you. There's nothing about a Domino's pizza that I... Sorry for those of you who are Domino's...
Yeah, I'll be the opposite. Yeah. I don't like Pizza Hut pizza. I like Domino's better, but...
I like the local... There's a little place called the Pizza 100 in Framingham. That's the pizza that I like.
Is that the one where the owner had a gun or something?
No, actually, but that's my second favorite. That's the New York pizza joint. And, yeah, for those of you who missed it, I think it was on Monday. This made national news. I was shocked. The guy went a little bananas. He's been having some trouble with dealing with my favorite folks in town, licenses and stuff. And so he lives down the street from where his shop is, and he just kind of went bananas because he's trying hard to... It makes great pizza. My God, it's great pizza. It was the same thing, the grease trap. And the town's chasing him around. He keeps changing it, and it's not good enough, and it's nonsense. It's complete bullcrap. Anyway, the guy lost it. So he got his shotgun out and walked down the street and was blasting it into the air.
Oh.
He went bananas. So,
Where is this gentleman now? Do we know?
He's in the Hooskow.
Is he the guest in some psych ward?
I believe they sent him for a psych evaluation. Yeah.
Wow.
Nice young guy, late 30s. Yeah, great pizza. Wow. That's interesting.
Doug keeps going back to great pizza.
Yeah, it is great pizza. All right, let's see here. The last time I looked in my fridge, I didn't see any hot dogs. I don't know, you got any hot dogs in your refrigerator, Kara?
No, not right now. I don't.
Do you share you have a roommate. Do you share the refrigerator, or do you have, two separate refrigerators?
No, we share the fridge.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Who gets the top? Who gets the bottom?
Well, the top row is, like, the largest section, so that's where we put all the milks and, like, shared beverages. Not shared beverages, but that's where everybody's individual stuff goes. And then she gets the second row with all her stuff, and then I get the bottom row with all my stuff. Mm. And then we both have a crisper drawer.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it's very,
it's
very well organized.
I was never that organized with a roommate. Wow. I mean, we barely even wrote our names on stuff. It was just...
We don't write our names on stuff, but I think there's a mutual trust there that we're not stealing each other's things.
Right.
So, I don't know. It seemed to work so far for the last few years.
Reminds me of working in some of the worst radio stations. There's one refrigerator. Everybody's stealing
everything. Radio stations
are the worst. And you know what? I'm sorry, but like, if you ever work, this is very inside, but if you ever work in radio, you know that the overnight people are, they're like,
stealing everything.
They are the worst. Yeah. They either don't have money to feed themselves before they get to work, or I never understood the overnight ogres
who raid the fridge. The late night munchies hit you.
Yeah.
I guess
you're
so.
By yourself and you're hungry and you're bored.
They just
so
wander
not?
Around. It's like Doug when he's at Jen's office early in the morning, just wandering around
looking for rolls. That's it, right. All right, well, anyway, the reason you would be checking your refrigerator if you do have hot dogs in them is there's a recall. You got to check the brand, though. National Hot Dog Day was a few days ago, I think. And so to celebrate it, the makers of Sabret, whoever heard of these,
That's the biggest brand.
Yeah, they put all their, they have their own store's label. They put the labels of the store on the hot dogs. They recall 7 million pounds.
Wow.
7 million pounds. Can you imagine how many hot dogs that is? What's the average hot dog weigh, about 4 ounces? 3-4 ounces?
I guess that sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah. So they've recalled beef and pork hot dogs plus sausage products. Because they could be contaminated with pieces of bone and cartilage. Hello. Welcome to the world of hot dogs and sausages. That's what goes into hot dog. What do you think when you crunch into cheap hamburger or a cheap hot dog or a cheap piece of sausage and you get that hard thing? What do you think that is? It's bone. It's bone, for God's sakes, and cartilage. That's in. I don't see how whether if you're going to recall these hot dogs for that, you better recall every damn hot dog and sausage patty and everything else that there is in the country. Because they all have that bone in them. You know as well as I do when you chomp into it. There's a
That there's gross stuff in hot dogs, but I've never bitten into anything hard. I've never had an issue with that.
I have.
Have I been lucky?
Oh. Yeah, I think you've been lucky. Yeah. Right. Supposedly a piece of equipment was to blame, but because it didn't grind up the bone into small enough pieces?
God. Thank God I don't eat meat, because this would just really send me over the edge.
There you go. Over the edge. That's what we want, is over the edge. We need to do a television report. I have lots more food news, but we'll make way for the TV report in just a matter of moments here on the DJV Show.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road. In your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
The kids are not listening to me.
I got this. Who wants ice cream?
Oh, so that's how you get them to listen.
With available powerful third-row seats in the Ford Explorer, there's always more room for the whole family. And then some.
Impressive, huh?
No, not really.
Wait, who are the two in the third row?
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. It's always a good time. Now with summer's hottest offer. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends July 31st. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. Not available on Mustang Shelby GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, let's get to the TV report. New American Idol judges. Let's see here. It seems interesting to say ABC's American Idol because it used to be Fox's American Idol. So what's the scorecard here, Victoria? Katy Perry. Is he in? Lionel Richie, Luke Bryan. Who the hell is... Who's Charlie Puth?
Charlie Puth is a singer-songwriter. He's had a few hits.
Who knows him? Why would they put him on?
He's pretty popular right now.
He's popular right now. I don't think he's going to make it, the cut, though.
Yeah, compared to the other people, I don't think he's going to make it. But if they're trying to bring in a younger audience, then he's got some pretty big hits on the radio.
He does.
Yeah.
I mean, Katy Perry's signed up already. She's making $25 million. So the other two judges, whoever they add, are not probably going to make that much. I think Lionel Richie, to me, he's the best bet because he's so much fun and he is so relevant because, I mean, through his daughter, he's relevant to a whole different generation.
People like him. He's just a likable guy. Yeah.
And obviously, he's talented and knows what he's talking about.
Yeah. All right, so that's that bit of news. What do we have tonight that's interesting there, Victoria?
Lots of game shows tonight. On 8 p.m. on Fox, it's Beat Shazam. That's the Jamie Foxx-hosted show where contestants have to try to beat the Shazam app and naming
to see
that
him
tune.
Doing that. Like the guy who's on Designated Survivor. What's his name? He's hosting a game show.
Cal Penn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny just to see those guys hosting those shows.
Yeah. Also on ABC at 8 is Boy Band. That's brand new. Hollywood Game Night is also new, 8 p.m. NBC. Battle of the Network stars, actors who played cops on TV compete against actors from television sitcoms. And Shark Week continues.
Wow.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Favorite times musically on the program. I love our discussions of music because the music is so much a part of our culture and our lives. How much time do you spend with an earbud, either if you're exercising or wherever it is, you just try to find your favorite music and listen to it. When I'm not thinking, I do that. And so I'm thrilled to turn the clock back to this week in 1963. This is even before I was on the radio. If you can believe that, ladies. Yes, this was even before I was on the radio. This is a song that I loved listening to when I was in high school. The Surfaris and Wipeout, number 5. This week, 1963. Crank this puppy up. It's an instrumental. We used to use these kinds of songs as bumps to get when we were trying to make the news on time. We use instrumentals to bump up to the news. Pretty silly stuff at the time. No instrumental. There's no instrumental stuff around now that's any good, right? When's the last time you heard a good instrumental tune?
Not right. I don't know.
Yeah. This was the beginning. This week reflects the beginning of the surf craze, and you'll figure that out as we go through the list. Surf craze on the radio. So that's number 5, Wipeout by the Surfaris. Next, a one-hit wonder group called the Essex, and easier said than done. Number 4. Got a little goosebump listening. Easier said than done. This is so silly, the song. Listen to the lyrics. God, it's another one of those silly surf type songs. Number 4, easier said than done. Number 3, this may be with many of you, it's not my favorite of the list, but maybe for those of you who are big Stevie Wonder fans, this is when he was little Stevie Wonder. He ain't little anymore if you look at his waistline. Fingertips Part 2, number 3 this week, 1963. This was his first foray. Imagine that, though. His first hit was in 63.
Wow.
Think about that. That's him on the harmonica. This is something to behold, I'll tell you something. 1963. just made. They knew how to jam, man. Those guys knew how to jam. Number two is a song that was probably my first love ballad. This is a song that was recorded by several groups. These are the Times.
As we stroll by the sea together,
so much in love. This is everybody making out to this in the back seat of the car. That sounds silly for somebody to say.
No, it's funny. You can picture it.
I can picture it. I remember I'd tell you who it was if I didn't want to.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. Betty Lou. All right.
Oh,
I haven't heard this song in a long time.
Love you so much.
All right, probably enough of that. So, number one, back to the surf season. Jan and Dean spent a couple of weeks at number one with Surf City.
This is a great song.
This is the one that Brian Wilson wrote instead of the Beach Boys having it. He gave it to Jan and Dean because they were friends, and they were all baloney-faced at him because it was an instant hit. I mean, instant.
I always used to think this was the Beach Boys. Actually.
I know. That's what Jan and Dean sounded just like them. And Brian sort of coached them into their success.
Wow.
But anything you read or hear about the Beach Boys, Michael Love was, this was the beginning of the end for Mike Love and Brian, because Brian gave the song to Jan and Dean. And it was way back in 63. Number one.
This week in automotive news, we're in Geneva, Switzerland, test driving the new Mercedes-Benz S-Class. It uses a combination of GPS, map data, cameras, and radar to survey the roadway ahead and keep the driver out of trouble with autonomous light car features. Approaching a junction or traffic circle, the new S-Class reads the road ahead and will navigate the roadway even if it doesn't have marker lines. The system can slow when speed limits change in a roadwork zone, just in case you missed it. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
Don't let a scar steal your spotlight. Use Moderma Advanced Scar Gel, the only once-daily formulated scar care product clinically shown to reduce the appearance of scars. Moderma Advanced Scar Gel from the Moderma family of skincare solutions. Don't miss Amazon Prime Day deals.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
The kids are not listening to me.
I got this. Who wants ice cream?
Oh, so that's how you get them to listen.
With available powerful third-row seats in the Ford Explorer, there's always more room for the whole family. And then some.
Impressive, huh?
No, not really.
Wait, who are the two in the third row?
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Now with summer's hottest offer. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends July 31st. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade-assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. Not available on Mustang Shelby GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer Sun.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Follow us on Twitter at the DJV Show, at DJV Show, at On Air Victoria. Victoria Keelan is here at C. Schillen, Kara Schillen, and at Doug Steffen. Follow us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. Did you get those? I didn't go over to look. The tractor posts from the weekend, the riding things. Did those show up on our Facebook page, Victoria?
They're on our page, yes.
They're on our page.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good. Well, that's what's important, isn't it? Our page is your page is the page. I think I'll stop singing and talk about something else I know little about. That's sports. Although I am interested in this Danica Patrick thing from the Brickyard 400 race on Sunday. Ryan Newman apparently is a sexist pig. Yes, no. Who's yelling at her?
I think he's just a hothead who doesn't take time to figure out what the actual problem was before screaming at someone.
You mean he speaks before he thinks? Can you imagine?
Crazy, I know.
Oh, my God. Horrors. All right, so what's the
story? I don't think she's responded. He apparently was a microphone, I think, picked up him screaming about her and saying not nice things. And he thought that she cut him off, but she didn't. And I don't think she has responded to any of it, but it certainly made a lot of headlines.
Yeah.
No,
right.
I wouldn't. Well, they're on the same team. I would just let the team take care of it. Apparently, she was driving right in front of him. Someone else in one of the... There was like three people involved in a crash. Someone next to him, their car went loose instead of driving straight and basically caused him to, I think, drive off or something. I don't know. I don't know all the NASCAR terms or whatever you want to call it, but she wasn't involved at all, but they caught him over the radio screaming lots of great stuff at her. So I would just ignore him and say, team, you can discipline him
or whatever the source. Yeah, just consider the source. I think she's fabulous. There's something about her.
We've heard. The whole break was Danica Patrick's hot. And then you like to tease us when we say that, you know, some guy is a hotness monster. Well, it happens both ways, everybody. That's
really
what happens during our breaks.
Yeah, far fewer
lists
from
who he thinks is hot.
Yeah. Well, not very often. Once in a while, I throw in a little comment.
No, a lot of the times when we talk about women, she's hot.
There we go.
Yep.
Busted. I can see that headline. Busted. All right, another sports news. Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor. What an absolute waste of time. But this thing is going to be, there's so much hype to this.
Yep.
$99 to watch it at home?
Yes.
But you can go
People
to...
People are not happy about that.
Well, then don't watch it.
Well,
what do you want to watch two guys beat up each other for anyway? What kind of nonsense is this?
People want to watch it, but $99 to rent it at home, that's a stiff price.
Yeah.
So now that Floyd Mayweather announced yesterday that they're going to show it in limited theaters. So you'll be able to go to a movie theater, $15 to $25. You can see the fight live as opposed to spending $100 at home.
Don't go to the theater and don't watch it at home. Boycott men beating up other men.
I'm not a boxing or UFC fan, so I don't care about it. But there are a lot of people who've got a lot of money on this fight.
Right. Yep. All right. Who's Julio? Is it Julio or Julio Jones?
Julio Jones.
For the Falcons? What's the story there?
Yeah, Julio Jones.
Julio.
Well,
it could be Julio.
He's Julio.
Oh, he's Julio.
He's Julio. He's a wide receiver for the Atlantic.
He's Julio? Who's Julio?
Oh, my God. Yet another sport you don't care about. Well, keep going.
Let's go.
So, of course, you know, he is one of the higher paid guys in the NFL. He's the wide receiver for the Falcons. He's already made $50 million off of his NFL checks alone. Mm-hmm. So when he announced that he bought a diamond ring or a diamond earring that was cost $100,000 for one diamond earring, that wasn't, you know, wasn't too extravagant compared to how much he makes. However, he wore it jet skiing in Lake Lanier. I'm assuming that's in Georgia.
Lake Lanier, I think, is in either Georgia or Louisiana.
It didn't end well for the earring. And he had a minor jet skiing accident. He was not hurt, but the earring came flying out of his ear right to the bottom of the lake. So much so, he hired two professional divers to try to find this diamond earring at the bottom of this murky, murky lake. And of course, both divers came up empty and said, "This is completely impossible. We're never going to find this earring." So, condolences to Julio Jones and his earring.
That's the biggest thing that ever happens to him. That's the worst thing that happens to him. God love him.
Right, exactly.
He's got a head for him to hang another one of these earrings on. But why would you spend, this is like a whole different world. Why would you spend, even if you have it, $100,000, what kind of, is that an ego thing? What is that? Is that an ego buy? Why would you spend $100,000 for an earring, for God's sakes?
I don't know. I mean, if I had that kind of money, that's not something I would spend $100,000 on.
No.
No way. Maybe a necklace, maybe a set of earrings, but not on one earring.
What's the most expensive necklace anybody or piece of jewelry anybody ever gave you?
My wedding ring.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. What about you, Kara? Who's given you and what did you get that was a very expensive piece of jewelry?
I don't think I've ever gotten an expensive piece of jewelry in my life.
Really?
I tend to like things that are kind of unique or family heirlooms, so it may have been expensive at one point, but the rings I wear were mostly my grandmother's, and then all the necklaces I have, or the ones that I really like, came from my uncle when he was traveling abroad, so I don't think any of them
That's
were
cool.
really that expensive, but he, you know, he works for the He works for the U.S. state, so he, you know, what is it called? The State Department, but all of the different embassies. Sorry, I don't know why that word didn't come. But he works for the embassy, so he works at all the different embassies in a lot of different countries. So he's gotten stuff from Italy and Egypt and a bunch of different places. So those places, those are more cool to me than expensive jewelry. I don't really own any of that.
All right, so here, let me just drop something. You just brought to the surface something that I hear often from people, and I want to put something into perspective. Kara and Victoria and I and the others who do this for a living, think about it for a little while. How much time do you spend talking in your work, in your life, at your home? This is something that we do. I thought about this actually the other day. How many hours a day I spend talking. And I have all through my life. And people say, well, how do you have such a, your voice sounds the same. And pretty much was. I was teasing the other day, Bob and I found some old tapes, old recordings of me that go back 30, 40 years. And my voice doesn't sound any different now than it did then. Unless I got my allergy thing going. And though, but a lot of people who have abused their voice, like people who smoke and drink a lot and do things that bother their throat, their voice changes as they get older. I'm so thankful that mine sounds the same, but under the circumstances, what it when you think about how much time you talk, and when somebody has a misstep, like every once in a while, I say something either that sounds foolish or I can't remember something, a name or a word, and Kara just forgot about something, and the reason that we all give each other a pass, and you as well, even though we're professionals, is that in the amount of time that we converse every day, you're going to have a slip-up. You're going to forget something. You're going to miss something. There's no such thing as perfection. So I say that to the people who, once in a while, look, we caught you. You forgot something.
I forget stuff all the time. So.
Yeah. Right, yeah, exactly.
Do you find that? Do you find on the talking thing? Do you find that when you're finished with the show, you don't want to talk to anyone for the rest of the day until hours later?
No. When I'm done with the show, I'm on the phone with advertisers, people that work with me. No, I'm on the phone.
Wow.
Or I'm talking, and then I go to the farm, work with my guys there. You know, when I'm out on the tractor by myself, sometimes I talk to myself. I do that, but it's at a low. It's going at a low level. Whoever's listening, God's listening, even though it's a low level. The problems that we're having with cybersecurity as threats increase. Some provisions to help you out. The focus on insights. The things that you, especially if you're in business, can do to keep your cyber safe is the focus of our conversation up next here.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, 3 for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil, 3 bags, $10. Now the number one retailer for Scott's Miracle-Gro, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd, while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only, limit 80 per customer.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now, 44 at the hour, DJV show. Joining us now is Mike Amati, who is the Global Director of Critical Systems Security for Synopsys Software Integrity Group. Man, Mike, that's a mouthful. What's your card? Do you have a card that's twice as big as everybody else's?
I do. Yeah, actually, it's a billboard, and I wear it like a sandwich board. It's embarrassing at times.
Yeah, you've got a good sense of humor. That's a good thing. All right, but this is something not to be laughing about. The problems that people are having with ransomware and why we're seeing so much of this. I guess that's a good place to start. Why now? What's going on that makes these attacks attractive to people who are involved in trying to pull it off?
Well, I mean, there's a couple of things going on. One, we're dealing with a situation where there are so many bugs and vulnerabilities that are in the software all over the world. Two is that there's all kinds of devices that connect to the Internet that are available to the average person for the price of a Happy Meal at Walmart, that they can put in their home and connect to the internet and say, wow, look, there's this webcam I can use. And number three, people are just not being proactive in mitigating against these types of attacks. And four, they can scale them. The people have discovered that they can go out and attack systems en masse and potentially collect money. So here we are.
All right. So what's the worst example of this sort of thing in recent memory for you?
Well, I think what they call the WannaCry bug, which hit in one day all at once over 45,000 systems, leading to the shutdown of approximately 39 hospitals, complete operations in the UK alone, all in one day. Boom. It was pretty amazing. And since then, there have been a few attacks, scale attacks since then, but that was the big one.
All right, there are lots of speculation. I mean, we can spend all day talking about what's happened in the past. I think your value here to us would be to explain, if you can, what people can do to better secure the software, the systems. We were talking earlier about the various things that we use. I use Google and for the most part, but I have used a little bit of Internet Explorer. But they seem to be very vulnerable, the Internet Explorer browser.
So the question is what they can do? Well, I mean, the first thing is organizations need to become very aware of what their vulnerabilities are, where are the bugs in their systems, and then they have to figure out a way to mitigate against them. And that's really what our organization helps other organizations do, discover the bugs and then help them fix the bugs so they can avoid being victims.
All right. So this, your company is Synopsys. Are they well known? Are you doing mostly business stuff, or do people use you like Norton or that Russian company? Let's find out more about you and your company.
I'm with the Synopsys Software Integrity Group, and we really focus on helping organizations, mostly enterprises, but even non-enterprise customers and software developers and device developers find what the bugs are in their software and either hopefully before they actually get out into the marketplace, but even afterwards, and then we can help them fix them if needed.
Is this something that needs to go on a PC? And if you have a Mac,
it's not something that needs to go on a PC. It's not a piece of software you install like antivirus. It's a much bigger issue than that. There are many ways to infiltrate a system. Many of them have nothing to do with bugs or viruses. It's just design flaws. And the design flaw in the system is what allows the penetration to the systems. So we help organizations become aware of what their design flaws are, either in something they've deployed, or if you're a developer or someone that builds something, something that you're building or built, and then we help organizations figure out how to fix those.
Sort of proprietary software. Yeah, got it. Mike Amati, cybersecurity expert with Synopsys, with some good advice for you here. I think that's under the circumstances. What the best you can do is to take what other people are experiencing and try to put the pieces together. Is there a website? Where do we send people, Mike, to sort of get to the bottom line here?
Yeah, you could go to synopsys.com/software, and you can find out all the information you need. We have white papers, and we have all kinds of resources available to people, and you can reach out to us, and we're happy to help.
Mike Amati, thank you.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Oh, I'd recognize this theme anywhere. Right, Victoria, you know this theme?
Absolutely. Yeah. I sing it in my sleep.
Kara, you know this theme. You recognize it immediately when
obviously,
you heard it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. This is the theme from the fantastic movie Ant-Man. Ant-Man! What is that, when he's putting on his shorts? The music gets intense. Chucker, what's the story? Chucker going.
Chuck's,
Chuck's offended by my...
I'm just listening to that great theme music.
Yeah.
Actually, Michelle Pfeiffer's... it was announced going to play Michael Douglas' wife in the Ant-Man sequel. He played the original Ant-Man. She played the original... Well, she's going to play the character that was the original character named the Wasp. Paul Rudd is Ant-Man, and Evangeline Lilly is Wasp. Michelle Pfeiffer... played Catwoman in 1992, so
superhero
movies before.
Just a second. How far is this foolishness going to go? Are we going to have a cockroach hero pretty soon? Right? Cockroacher.
Well, you know, when I first started on your show almost 25 years ago, I don't think we talked a lot about superhero movies back then.
No, we didn't.
Now every day I come on the air, it's pretty much superhero movie.
So what are they going to do in Hollywood?
So what are you saying? What are you saying to me? You don't like superhero movies?
I just think it's getting silly.
Who's your favorite superhero? Tell
Superman! Heaven's sakes.
So you're old school.
But you like the new Wonder Woman,
no,
didn't you?
I like
Wonder Woman, yeah. I like Wonder Woman. Yeah.
Victoria, who's your favorite superhero?
I love Batman. But I also love Wonder Woman. She's my girl. Movie is amazing.
Yep. Kara?
I agree.
My favorite superhero? Yeah, I really liked Wonder Woman, too.
Okay. That was an easy
answer. I don't really care otherwise.
Perfect. All right, Chuck has got some movie news now that we've got Ant-Man. What, is there some news from Ant-Man World?
Well,
or what?
They're currently filming this. Well, yeah, I told you, Michelle Pfeiffer is going to play the character of the Wasp, and it's currently filming, so it'll be out next summer. You'll be first online. I'll be second. I'll see you there.
One of the things you have to realize, me coming from the farm, is that we get wasp larvae and put it out in the pastures so that the wasp larvae can eat the fly. Well, the wasps, when they hatch, eat the fly larvae, and then we don't have any.
What does that have to do with Ant-Man?
Well, I'm thinking that there ought to be a larvae movie, right? Yeah, soon there should be.
You give me $100 million, I'll get it going for you.
Larvae man. I can see that. How silly this is. Okay, in a moment, some more movie news here.
This report is brought to you by Northwestern Medicine. The three most common and severe threats to cardiovascular health in the United States are heart failure, heart attack, and stroke. These potentially fatal conditions are treated in hospitals across America, but Northwestern Memorial Hospital in Chicago has become a leader in the treatment of heart failure and other cardiovascular diseases. In fact, the Bloom Cardiovascular Institute at Northwestern Memorial is ranked number one for survival rate of heart failure patients and number two for survival of patients suffering from heart attack or stroke. Dr. Clyde Yancey, Chief of Cardiology at Northwestern Memorial Hospital.
Northwestern Medicine has taken a nation-leading position in heart failure through a disease-specific, patient-level approach that involves identifying and then treating patients earlier in their disease, it is now possible to delay and even prevent heart failure. Mechanical pumps and transplants are important, but the future is in restoring heart function and ultimately the prevention of heart failure.
To learn more, visit heart.nm.org.
Hi, Chucker. What do you have in the movie news bag today?
Some of the news, director James Cameron hinted yesterday that he plans on producing a new Terminator trilogy, which is good news for fans if you like that franchise, because nobody does Terminator better than James Cameron did the original and also Terminator 2. MGM the other day announced 2018 release date for the 25th James Bond movie. Although Daniel Craig was not officially announced, a couple of the Hollywood trades report that he will play James Bond. Once again, they're currently looking for a director, frontrunner Denis Villeneuve, who helmed the upcoming Blade Runner 2, is one of their top three choices. And filming begins on Skyscraper, with starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson, which is being described as a towering inferno meets The Fugitive. That begins filming shortly.
Oh my God! Meet the Fugitive. What is he? He's playing an escapee
If you read the synopsis, it's a very complex storyline.
Really?
They're throwing a lot of different plot elements into it. So, yeah, I think a little too much, but we'll see how.
Better get it done before he runs for president. That's all I can say.
Exactly.
Right, President The Rock. You see that? All right. Chuck Curry, our movie man. You can follow him at Poseidon72 and also as a weekly podcast. You can hear that on Movie Maniacs. No, it's called Movie Maniacs, which is appropriate, on iTunes and Audio Boom as well. 59 after.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.